Another gamble in a town where the house always wins. He pressed the button for the third floor. The old lift whined and groaned, dragging itself upward. It lurched to a stop a foot too high, and Cole stepped down onto the third floor, muttering, "Foot high this time, just like the house, no winning." He walked down the dim hallway toward room 312, his shoes echoing on the worn floorboards. He pulled the key from his pocket, but when he reached the door, it was already cracked open. Cole froze, his instincts kicking in. He knew he'd locked the door when he left. There was no way housekeeping had come by. He pushed the door open slowly, keeping his back to the wall as he looked inside. A woman lay on the bed, tied up, gagged, and red hair spilling over her face. Even with the shadows in the room, it wasn't hard to recognize her as the woman from the casino. The ropes cut tight into her wrists and ankles, and a gag pulled at the corners of her mouth. Cole raised an eyebrow and muttered, "Well, ain't that a sight? The redhead from the casino trussed up like a Thanksgiving turkey, with a gag and a look that could kill. Usually, they just leave a mint on the pillow. This town's got some funny ideas about room service." He shut the door behind him, then moved over to the lumpy old stuffed chair by the window. Taking a drag from his cigarette, Cole dropped into the chair. The armrests were worn smooth and bits of stuffing poked out where the seams had given up. He reached for the room phone and dialed the front desk. "Yeah, front desk. Send Malloy up to 312, pronto." He hung up and glanced back at the woman on the bed. "I'm just going to sit here and have a smoke while we wait for Malloy. You just relax for a bit." "You're a long way from the dice table, sweetheart," he smirked. "I'd offer you a smoke, but, you know." The woman glared at him over the gag, muffled protest coming through. Cole just took another drag, watching her struggle against the ropes, without much luck. After a few minutes, there was a sharp knock at the door. "You decent, Harper, or you got company?" Cole didn't move from the chair. "Door's open, Malloy. Come see for yourself." The door creaked open and Sean Malloy stepped in, giving the scene a quick once-over. He let out a low chuckle. "Well, Harper, I figured trouble found you easy enough. But this? You sure know how to decorate a room." Cole nodded toward the bed, thinking of making it a regular feature. It adds some color. Malloy moved closer to the bed and looked at the redhead. "So, you planning on tying her, or just going to leave her here as part of the room decor?" Cole took a slow drag, blowing smoke out in a thin line. "Haven't made up my mind yet. Looks like she's got plenty to say when she can." Malloy reached down and pulled the gag loose. The woman immediately let out a string of curses, her southern drawl stronger than ever. "What thunder's wrong with you two? You just gonna stand there staring while I'm tied up like this? I oughta—" Malloy calmly pushed the gag back into place, cutting her off mid-sentence. He gave Cole a look. "Yeah, I think we'll put that gag right back in there." Cole just shook his head. "Can't say I didn't warn you." The phone on the nightstand rang, breaking the tension. Cole picked it up. "Harper?" He paused, then held the receiver out. "It's for you, Malloy." Malloy took the phone, listening intently. His face shifted from curiosity to irritation. "Yeah, yeah. No, I got it. No, I said I got it." He slammed the phone down harder than necessary. Cole raised an eyebrow. "Friend of yours?" Malloy looked at him, his tone guarded. "You're on your own, Harper. They want this left alone." Cole frowned. "Yeah? Who's they?" Malloy gave him a long, flat look. "Doesn't matter. Drop it." Cole kept his voice low and cold. "You know me, Malloy. I always take good advice." Malloy gave a short, humorless laugh as he headed for the door. "Funny, I don't remember you ever taking advice from anyone. See you around, Harper. Good luck with the dame." The door clicked shut behind him. Cole stayed in the chair, smoke curly from his cigarette as he looked at the woman. Whatever mess this was, he was knee-deep in it now, and he couldn't shake that feeling that Malloy was a little too eager to leave.